And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
We got an extra one.
We have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
We got to worry about them flying around on the poets.
It's one of the greatest. The new one that was shown to us by Randy Houser, which, by the way, we have a Randy Houser interview coming up after the end of the podcast today. So stick around for a little bit. We'll tack it on.
We got to worry about them flying around on the poets.
Talk about some bees that were like infesting their house. So they had some. And this is where I kind of felt bad. I'm like, aren't we in the middle of a bee shortage? I thought we were, like, supposed to be in this bee shortage.
Yeah, what
happened
to that whole thing about all the bees were dying?
So they have these bees infesting this house, so they go and they kill them all. And the guy's like, we don't have to worry about them, you know, flying around the poets.
We got to worry about them flying around on the poets.
I mean, it's done. So anyway, by the way, thank you. Hello to O'Reilly Auto Parts, as they are the sponsor of the podcast this week. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All those little videos, little catchphrases, they get in our heads. I don't know if we're is everyone like that, or are we just kind of more into it?
Oh no, everybody. Why memes are a thing. Like everybody.
Yeah, this is like audio memes for us. I mean, like you go with the okay lady,
okay,
and then you go with the other okay lady,
okay,
then you go with the other okay.
It's okay.
I mean,
we get weird stuff stuck in our heads. Like it's weirder than what normal people. Yeah. Do with it.
Okay. Okay. It's okay.
We got to worry about them flying around on the poets.
Yeah, I guess Bubba's right. They're like audio memes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like everybody quotes The Princess Bride, but not everybody goes, okay. Like that's
well, I guess it just depends on what your thing is. And I mean, talking with people
we
every
have a
day
weird thing.
And ingesting these videos every day is our thing.
I was thinking yesterday of just how much content we as America, well, it's just people on planet Earth, but mainly in America, how much content we consume daily because of our phones.
So, I mean, I was watching Downton Abbey. We finished it, by the way, Vivica and I.
Congrats.
All six seasons. It's great.
I love Downton Abbey.
It's actually pretty great. There's an old lady. She's really funny. Anyway.
The whole series is done?
Oh, yeah. So I noticed at one point, they were talking about the library and how he'd been collecting books since his great-great-grandfather started collecting these books. And there's a wall full of books in their house. And I'm like, that was everything they knew. That was it. They had newspapers. It was 1925. They had newspapers, of course. They had some magazines. But they collected these books and then passed them down.
Because that was world's knowledge?
Yeah. It was this great fountain of knowledge that they had that separated them from people who didn't have it.
Now we just ingest Friends episodes.
What was that? Who is that? I don't know. Hold on. Let me look it up on my phone.
Oh, my gosh. I thought we were, and we really were the trailblazers of that. You and I, Big D and I, were early adopters of the smartphone world. And people used to give us weird looks. I mean, we were texting before texting was a thing. We were doing all that kind of stuff. And, like, people would get upset with us for, you know, having to stop and look something up. But we were, early on, we were so into the fact that you had the world's knowledge at your fingertips.
It still drives my father nuts. Like, you'd be talking about something, and you're like, what was the name of that thing? Oh, hold on. I know. Hang on. Catcher in the Rye. That's it. You know, it
said matter. There's nothing we don't know anymore.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff we don't know.
No,
but just, there's no facts we can, or simple, trivial stuff we can't find out.
There's nothing we can't.
Like this, Netflix is responsible for 15% of all global internet traffic.
15%.
Wow.
15%.
Yep.
That shows how much data they're pushing.
That's about to say. Part of that is because what Netflix is pushing is streaming videos, takes up a lot of bandwidth, and a lot of it's in HD if you have good connection. So
there's so much. There's so we're all becoming more and more a central community. Everyone uses
I hate saying the global thing because then people go, oh, yeah, no borders. Yay. No, by global community.
One thing at a time. Focus.
I know. I'm sorry. Go on, Big D. Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you.
I'm going to sit over here, okay?
Yeah, you sit over there.
All right, guys. Go ahead.
Is that everyone uses Netflix. Everyone uses Amazon. You shop online. Everyone goes to the same stores. We are becoming one.
It's getting there. But it's not as many people as you think because it's everyone you know, or it's a lot of people that you know. But it's.
Do you want me to pull up how many people use Amazon?
Yeah, but you know how many people don't?
We'll just subtract the people that do from the people that don't.
Thank you, Bubba.
That's. It's like.
It's Bubba math. You guys, you know, you can figure that out.
Really, Bob? How's that? Well,
100 and what?
I know people who don't use Amazon at all. I know people who don't watch Netflix. I'm always sad by people who don't watch Netflix, but there are a lot of them. Yeah. There are a lot of people who don't listen to podcasts. Trust me, I know. I look at the numbers.
But it's, you know, there are.
It's about 500 million worldwide.
Worldwide. Yeah, well, there's 7 billion people in the world. So 6.5 billion people don't use Amazon.
Gosh, that means those guys are only going to get richer. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder so can I totally Bubba this conversation?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just came in to say thank you because my Facebook memories showed me what I was doing 2 years ago today, which was hugging Garth Brooks in Dallas because you guys sent me there.
Oh, is that now? That's cute.
Yeah. Mm. It was 2 years ago, and those pictures made me very happy and very embarrassed at the same time.
Yesterday was my 7-year divorce anniversary, and I totally missed it. I forgot to even bring it up.
Your divorce anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
You know why you forgot to bring it up? Because you're happy now.
I mean, I was pretty happy that day, too.
But were you this happy? That was when Carson found out.
We were sitting here to Dallas.
Listen, Carson, you're going to Dallas to hang out with Garth Brooks.
I remember getting a card and writing a poem. I remember the whole thing.
I remember the end of it is something about you're going to need. It was this whole like setup of like, you're so great. We love you, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, go get some new looks because you're going to meet Garth Brooks. Yeah, I was a little loud.
Is there anything you guys are that excited about? There's nothing.
I don't want to hear myself anymore. It's so embarrassing.
I think when LSU won the national championship in 2003, and I thought my whole life that would never happen.
I'll say that about the Saints when I was at the Super Bowl, almost in a fight with the lady behind me. Excuse me, let me go back. Let me change this. Yeah, Carson, you ever heard this story?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'll take you back to 2000. It was 2010 for the 2009 NFL season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I grew up and I've always been a Saints fan since I was a petite little bubba. And finally, the Saints got to the Super Bowl and it was a last minute thing. Got to go. So took off and I go and I'm sitting down. I get into my seats. It's cold in Miami. It's like 50 degrees. So I'm wearing a hoodie. And as I'm sitting there, as the game's going on, I have Colt fans behind me because that's who the Saints are playing.
Oh, I'm quite aware that Peyton Manning did not win that Super Bowl.
So the lady behind me starts flipping my hoodie up. Like just going flip.
What? Flip,
like just to annoy me. And I turned around and said, please stop. I said, that's really disrespectful. You know, turn back around. Flip.
What?
Flip. I said, ma'am, I'm serious. Please stop. Flip. Flip. I stood up and I turned and I looked at her boyfriend. I said, listen here. If you don't make her stop, I'm about to whoop your.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, And I sat back down. No more flipping.
Yeah. No.
Anyway.
Okay. That's awful.
But like when the game, when they won the game, when they had the interception to basically seal the victory, I jumped so high that the seat bottom flipped up because you know how you have to flip them up? It flipped up and when I landed on the top of it and it almost sent me tumbling down the stand. It was fantastic. It was one of those moments like that.
We never hear that again. I'm okay.
I had just moved into this little condo, and I have to find a way to say this story that won't sound mean because I really don't mean it mean. My neighbors didn't speak English. Let's just put it that way. They did not speak English. They had no idea it was the national championship game. They had no idea what was going on.
They were new to America and didn't know anything about what was going on.
God, and there's just like four guys living in this apartment, okay? And finally, in about the near the end of the fourth quarter, we get a little like a little sheepish knock at the door, you know? And we go, yeah, it's just kind of like half. And then we go, answer, we go, hello? He goes, you okay? I was like, huh? Everything okay? I was like, oh, yeah, we're fine. He goes, oh, okay, good. Good. I said, it's football. And he goes, oh, okay, very good. And then he went back in his apartment. I was like, we had been screaming and hollering so loud.
They thought it was a
they
murder?
They thought something was wrong because they had no idea
what
was going on.
Really good neighbors. They actually checked to make sure you weren't dying.
But the funny thing is it had been going on for like 2.5 hours of us screaming and hollering at the top of our lungs.
I wonder if he thought it was like a domestic dispute that had been going on for that. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice
of him not to call the cops before he checked on us. That was really
good.
I think I even offered him some food. I was like, you guys want to eat? We got it's food, national championship game.
I have my fingers crossed. Speaking of, I'm going to have to go back to the Saints here. The GOAT, and you can argue this with me all you want, the GOAT, Drew Brees, is the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Oh,
he just is.
Look at this. Carson and Bubba D about to go down.
I know, because she's like a Peyton Manning guy, lady.
Here's the problem. I'm a Peyton Manning fan, and there's arguments made for Tom Brady, who I hate.
Tom is good. He's better than 99%.
He's good.
Wait. He's better than 99% of the quarterbacks that have ever played the game. He just also happened to play on some of the best teams. I mean, you look at some of these great quarterbacks that have never won championships. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Big D loves him some Dan Marino. Dan Marino, you can't say he's one of the best because he doesn't have one championship.
No, I didn't want him.
Or is he one of the best because of what he did on a team that wasn't good enough to win championships?
And that's fine. And I don't disagree with that. But the thing that the argument for Tom Brady is that I've watched Tom Brady in the playoffs.
I know.
He is that good.
That's what I'm saying. But that. Where I'm going is Drew would be the best, without argument, if it wasn't for Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers playing at the same time. But if you look at just consistency throughout the entire time, the dude is insane, and he's only getting better as he closes in on 40.
Hasn't he thrown more passes to more different receivers than anyone in NFL history? I mean, it's like he didn't have a consistent roster of...
My point is, and I'm crossing my fingers, look, fingers crossed, knocking on wood, because Big D and I are going to be hanging out at Walk-Ons tonight for their 15th anniversary in Baton Rouge with Big and Rich. And who is a partial owner of Walk-Ons?
Drew Brees.
Guess who has an off week this weekend and isn't going to be in game mode?
Oh.
I'm guessing it's Drew Brees.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Wait a second. Is every question you're going to ask answered Drew Brees?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Who's Santa Claus?
Drew Brees.
He brought me Christmas. What I'm saying. But think about it. There's a chance.
So you think Drew Brees might be hanging out backstage?
I don't know.
Big and Rich concert.
I don't know.
I've
gone to Kenny shows and there's, you know, Peyton Manning out.
Will you please get video of him acting like a little girl?
Dude, I will be like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I will be like that if I get a chance to meet Drew Brees.
I think he'll be even more high pitched.
Oh. I might be.
It'd be so great.
Remember like the first time Big D introduced me to Sean Payton? And I was like,
Bubba would not talk to him.
We're like 6 feet from each other. Yeah. And Big D's like, dude, just go talk to him. He's a big fan of the show. And I'm like, I can't do that. I mean, I have no problem with country stars, you name it. That's cool. Sean Payton, Drew Brees, that's about where it gets weird for me.
By the way, Peyton Manning was at that same party. Bubba could care less.
Dude,
he just wanted to go talk
to
Peyton.
Sean Payton could care less. John Gruden.
I want to be in
cool
breathing
dude.
Room with Peyton.
John Gruden.
I'd run away, though. Like, everybody who's ever seen me on Garth Brooks will tell you I run away from him. So I'm sure I would do the same thing.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever see.
I've never seen you with Garth at the same time.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, I run away from him. I just duck and cover.
Last year after the CMAs, we're at a fantastic party. There's not only amazing food and free drinks, top shelf drinks, but there's a cigar bar tent outside where they're pouring whiskey and smoking cigars outside the venue. Like, I'm in a suit. I'm having this fantastic time. We had been nominated for a CMA award. We're going to all these cool parties. And then I found out that Garth Brooks was having kind of like a little private after party and where it was. And I had to, I'm standing outside drinking this scotch and smoking a cigar. And I thought, I could keep this to myself and I could just stay here and enjoy this fabulous party. Or I could go inside and tell Carson and she's going to force me to leave right now to go to this Garth Brooks party.
Please tell me you told her.
Of course I did.
I knew you would.
Because
I knew
you know
you
why
would.
I did?
Yes.
Because I knew that if
You're
I did not,
man.
She would find out later on.
You're a
Someone
good man.
Would let it slip that I knew where the Garth Brooks party was and I didn't tell her, and she would kill me. So
fair. And you have like never seen a chubby girl with stubby legs run so fast.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. We basically snuck into Garth's party. We weren't invited. I'm not sure there was an actual, but there was no one at the door. So we just walked in.
And did he get to see you, Miss Carson?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. We took a photo and then I ran away.
He's so silly.
Yeah, but
hey, Miss Carson.
Oh, and he's so nice to her. And then he stops talking to her for a split second and turns to look, and she's gone. She doesn't want to invade his personal space any longer.
That's how I am. Like with Coach and
because I'm afraid.
Breeze.
Like, what if I do something stupid?
Yes.
And he doesn't like me, and then I can't, like,
maybe
no,
that's it.
No.
Maybe that's it. That's
I never try to overdo the conversation with celebrities, and I walk away quickly. But when Carson does it, it's so funny because she just goes, she just kind of, like, her arms clench up like this, and she just goes, and turns and just jets off. It's the most.
So she's not as good at it as like Big D. Big D is
Big
the best
D will
walker
just disappear.
Away.
He like Homer Simpsons into the bushes.
Like you don't even notice it happening.
Right.
Big D just kind of whatever he's done, he just it's like a breeze blows and he's disappeared.
And you I'm just, the biggest person in the room.
Yeah. You
I don't
just
know,
see
it's
a
like,
cut
it's
out
like
of me in
ninja.
A wall.
Yeah.
You just know what you said.
All right. So we have to get to the airport and go and do that. Because this is kind of a shorter podcast, we're going to go ahead and add the Randy Houser interview from this week onto the end. So that'll kind of extend it, double the time and all that. So it's really good, really worth listening to because Randy, we hadn't seen in a while. And now that he's got this new album out, I mean, it's been 2 years since we had him in the studio. So it was nice to catch up and hopefully you spend a little time listening to that. And thank you once again to Randy Houser for this.
We got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
On the porch. O'Reilly porch. Auto Parts, thank you as well. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it didn't play the end. Oh, I know why. Let me hurry up and skip this. Oh, do you want me to try to do the okay one more time?
No, what?
Well, I could do it again like
just
we did last time.
Play the song.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's what I
but
do,
that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Bubba's overthinking it.
On the radio.
I'm always
every day. It was the podcast.
Randy Houser joining us in the studio. He is, we haven't seen Randy in a while.
It has been a while.
You're kind of like Randy, what's the other, the actor who was in?
Randy Quaid?
Randy Quaid, oh wow.
Yeah.
We loved you in Vacation.
In my little shorts and all. No, I played golf with his brother the other day, Dennis.
Really? You played golf with Dennis Quaid?
I did.
Now, which one's Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid's the one who was in The Rookie.
The Rookie.
Oh, my gosh. Those two are brothers?
You didn't know that?
Different parents, right?
No.
No Quaid. Way.
It's like all these actors, they always have these brothers or sisters that look kind of like them in a weird way, but like they look like they like
Wait.
You're lost saying, the lottery.
You're telling me Randy Quaid and Dennis Quaid
our
have
brothers.
The same parents.
They have the same last name and they're brothers.
That's crazy. What is Dennis like?
Well, I've never been around Randy, but Dennis is fun. You know, he's very chill. He came out to a show in L.A. that we played and just got to know him and then played some golf last week.
How does that work? Did you know Dennis Quaid was going to go to your show?
I had no idea.
And so he just kind of uses his Dennis Quaidness to get backstage or something?
I mean, it was cool.
He was cool, no problem. He's wanted to meet you.
He's a musician. You know, that's the thing. He loves
too?
Music.
Because
he
like Kevin Costner, kind of the
same
era. Well,
do you remember him in Great Balls of Fire? He actually does play piano and sing
that
all
was
that.
Really
Jerry
him?
Lewis. Yeah. Yeah, he's real good at it.
I didn't
it
know that.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I just found some music of him playing. Now, is this him? This is him singing, right?
This is him singing. This is from the I Can Only Imagine soundtrack.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, have you not seen the soundtrack or that movie?
He's in the film.
Yeah, he's in the movie about the song, and he plays the dad. And yeah,
I'm going to watch that movie. I hear it's really cool.
My life may not be roses, but still I'm going to be all right.
Not bad.
Long as I
you know what it reminds me of? Reminds me of Robert Earl Keen.
I love Robert Earl Keen.
It's time to get for the whole family.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's this Robin.
Who knew, man? Who knew?
I think he sounds good.
Well, who knew, man? That's awesome. I like him even more now.
Are you guys going to do an nice album? Y'all going to do an album together now? Y'all going to?
He's real. I mean, he's real. He's real good friends with Jamie Johnson. That's sort of the connection there.
Have you texted Dennis Quaid? Are y'all text buddies?
No.
Look at me in the eye and tell me you're not text buddies.
No, we're not. No.
You didn't look me in the eye.
And then he turned away and took a sip of his coffee.
Right, no, we're not. All right.
That's fine.
What are we doing here?
I don't know, man. This is every day
this
for
is
us.
What we do. Okay.
This is what's great is we have no rules here,
that's
what man.
That's actually really
we
good.
We always get to the music eventually, but
we'll get
it's
there.
Like,
it was
we
so, yeah, that, I mean, he was really cool. So the reason that is we had my buddy Jamie had he does a golf tournament for the Nikki Mitchell Foundation, which is raises money for pancreatic cancer. And so, you know, it was just a bunch of people came out and played golf. It
and
was just a lot of fun.
Dennis Quaid just happened to be one, and you
that's
guys
good.
Now have this friendship and all your right. text buddies.
Well,
Randy Houser, Randy Houser is a text buddy of Dennis Quaid, and
pass
he's
it on.
In the studio
pass it
with
on.
Us.
Tell everyone you know.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, Randy Houser is in studio with us, and his fifth or his filth.
My filth.
His filth. Magnolia.
My filth album.
His filth album is called Magnolia, and it's coming out the first part of November. We'd love to have you back for that, by the way.
I would love to.
But the new song, What Whiskey Does, is, you know, it's kind of a thing where a lot of people are like, where's Randy Houser? I'm like, beats me. I don't know. Where is
Went
where
away
you,
for a while.
Where have you been?
I've been trying to make music, you know, just I've been out touring a lot. I spent like almost 2 years over in East Nashville just writing and recording and writing at home a lot, and just started making this album with my buddy Keith Gaddis back there. And
so you didn't become like Howard Hughes and just stay indoors and never leave the home?
No, I bathed and everything the
oh,
whole
wow.
time, you know.
Clipped your nails?
Yeah. No, that was weird. One,
yeah.
No, I didn't freak out like that. But yeah, I just sort of, I just had to kind of just disappear for a minute and go
Why?
Make music.
Why?
I think that I just got tired of hearing the same music, you know, and I didn't want to make the same music that I'm here all the time. So I just, I kind of had to go. I think that as an artist, we tend. You know, if you're listening to what everybody else is doing, you can't help but that's yep. what you end up doing. So
and you don't even mean to.
You can't help it because yep. you get, oh, that you get that in that mentality of, well, that's what's working. And then you got a whole team telling you, well, we need more of that. And yep. so you just kind of, at some point, you got to be a man and kind of withdraw and go do your own thing.
And here's what people don't realize is that you have record label guys who don't really know what they're doing.
They're guessing
they're
a lot of it.
They're everyone's guessing.
Everybody's throwing turds against the wall and seeing which one sticks.
Yep.
That's pretty much what's going on.
And the
on.
Thing is if it doesn't stick, it's your fault.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the thing is, like, you know, I'm cool with that. I'll just go make more music. You know, I'm not one of those people that, you know, I've seen it up and down several times career-wise. And I just one of those people that's what I do is make music and so I don't get discouraged or anything. I just go in my creative place.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me happy anyway.
With Hillary Lindsay being on that, why did you have to give props there? Because you've had other people on other songs, and you never say, with so-and-so.
Well, you know what? I think she deserved it. She's very, very well featured on it, and she's a co-writer. And I think that Hillary's been featured on, you've heard her voice on other songs on the radio.
And nobody knew
and
it.
And nobody knew it. And
so you just wanted to get the props out there.
Yeah, why not?
It's good.
Huh.
Hey, what is the
I've
name?
I've always wondered why.
What's the name of the, what's the guy from your hometown? And he did, he like.
Oh, had his hand in everything.
Like he knew everything was going.
He had the feedlot.
Barber. Yeah. I don't know.
No. His name was Jenkins.
Not Leroy Jenkins.
Two thumbs Billy up. Jenkins. Let's do this.
What's Billy it? Jenkins. He was That's... the. I have to think about it all, but he was the mayor, the
paramedic,
used car salesman, the paramedic, the fireman, the police chief, and what else?
He did it all.
Used car and he had the rodeo arena.
You ever think about maybe going home and just doing that and becoming Billy Jenkins? And being the guy that...
There's only one Billy Jenkins, bro.
Yeah, but there could be two. I mean, there could be, you know, you could be like the next step. I mean, you could be Randy Houser. I can't imagine any situation where you go back home and you're not the biggest thing in town.
Of course.
And you win every election.
People there.
No, that's what I'm saying. You win every election known to man. You could be like, you could be the school superintendent. You could be all of that.
What was the thing he used to say?
Well, didn't like Sammy Kershaw run for governor?
He did.
Lieutenant governor, yeah.
Lieutenant governor.
But I guess some guys will try to parlay it into that, but nobody wants me making any rules.
He used to say something. What was the phrase he had?
Who, Sammy?
No.
Billy Jenkins?
Billy Jenkins.
He's fired up.
He's fired up.
War plars.
I might be.
We used to have this dude named Kenneth Ursary. He'd be like... He worked with my family. We all worked in chicken houses, and he'd be like riding down the road, and he used to scratch the side of his head and do this all the time. And one night we were
riding.
Why
would he do that?
That was just a tick he had.
Okay.
And he said one day we're riding in the truck and we're headed home from work, and Kenneth was sitting there. He goes, "Boy, I can't wait to get back to the house." He said, I got a couple of ribeyes there at the house. I've been letting them urinate all night. He had to let them urinate all night.
I love
but
those
guys.
But
that's what brought him up was fired up, because he used to ask. He would always ask, because we used like cable cutters and stuff like that all the time, and wire pliers, and he'd always ask me for my war pliers.
War pliers. You got
the war pliers?
More and more pliers.
You got to scratch the head while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right above the ear. He's now got a bald spot right there. It's like a little trail.
Did he do that? Is it like as long as you've known him, he's always done that?
Ever since I've known him, and like constantly.
All the time.
Yeah.
Man. Golly, yep. You need to go back and just have.
There's
I watch
some
that.
Characters, man.
I watch that Netflix show.
You just
you
tour
going
your
back,
hometown.
Going back
one night
to home.
He showed up at our house. He'd been stabbed like 16 times in the back.
What?
I'm not kidding. Saw him when I was a kid. Like,
what,
I was like
what happened?
I don't know. He'd been up at the Rusty Bucket.
Yeah. The Rusty Bucket is great, too. I mean, dude,
that's
we want to go to
bar?
Your home. We want to go to your hometown with you.
The Rusty Bucket shut down. I don't remember when.
Because he got stabbed.
Maybe that's what I need to do is go home and reopen the Rusty Bucket.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Caught stainless.
One night only.
Dreams do come true.
One night only.
And he'll be your door guy.
All right. Everybody go pick up What
ID,
Whiskey
please.
Does. What Whiskey Does. Randy Houser. When the album comes out. When is the album out? It's
November 2nd.
November 2nd. We're going to have you back in?
Absolutely.
All right. Done.